With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. New Mexico saw some smoke lingering on the horizon from prescribed burns and a couple of minor forest fires, but it was a pretty quiet season this year. Just 8 years ago, the Las Conchas blaze that burned 150,000 acres showed New Mexico what a catastrophic fire looks like. Fire managers with the U.S. Forest Service have learned lessons from those mega fires, and they've worked with teams nationwide to share resources and reduce risk. Julianne Overton is a forest spokesperson.
Wildland firefighting is a very coordinated national effort. The National Interagency Fire Center out of Boise keeps track of all of everybody's resources, Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, BIA, Park Service. And so if something happens in Montana or California, a lot of our firefighters, when it's quiet here, they will go up to those fires to help.
This month, prescribed burns are underway in some of the state's five fire districts, where several hundred acres at a time are treated with low-lying flames to cut down on the density of the forest.
Back in 1900, a typical acre on this forest would have had maybe 100 trees at most. We now have some acres that have over 1,000 trees. And it's not just the fire risk, it's also about the health of those trees. They're all fighting for the same nutrients and the same water in the soil. So they're all weak and subject to things like bark beetle and fire.
Overton says animal habitat is improved by prescribed burns, and although wildlife run ahead of the smoke that wafts through the trees, she says they come back to new grasses and more abundant food sources. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.